आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। आज हम आपको भारतीय मूल के 18 वर्षीय युवा जय सक्सेना से मिलवा रहे हैं, जिन्होंने केवल 16 वर्ष की आयु में वीक ऑल नेशन स्क्वाड में चयन पाकर राज्य स्तर पर अपनी पहचान बनाई है और आज विक्टोरिया के सर्वश्रेष्ठ बहु सांस्कृतिक AFL प्रतिभाओं में शामिल हैं। मेलबर्न में जन्मे जय सक्सेना, जो हाल ही में ऑस्ट्रेलियाई AFL खेल जगत में सुर्खियों में हैं कि खेल की रुचि क्रिकेट की बजाय AFL में शुरू हुई। जय की जूनियर फुटबॉल यात्रा बेवली हिल्स फुटबॉल क्लब से शुरू हुई, जहां उन्होंने 5 प्रीमियरशिप जीती हैं। वर्तमान में जय कोट्स टैलेंट लीग के पावर हाउस ओखली के लिए खेलते हैं। तो आइए जुड़ते हैं जय सक्सेना से।
Welcome to SBS Hindi program, Jay.
Thank you for having me.
Your name has been included in the first draft. How excited are you?
Yeah, obviously it's very exciting, but I mean, obviously it's not done yet and it's not guaranteed, but I'll continue to put my best foot forward towards the draft and hopefully it all goes well, but it's definitely very exciting for me and everyone around me.
Right. So take us back, Jay. How did it start? Because, you know, as for coming from an Indian family, cricket is more popular game. So how did you choose the game?
I was born into a family that went for the Hawks, and I always grew up watching the Hawks play, watching the footy. Everyone loved it. And I just fell in love with the fast-paced nature of the game. And ever since I saw some of my idols play, like Cyril, on grand final day, I just fell in love with the game and it just sort of went from there.
So where are you now with the game and what has worked well with you?
I think something that's always helped me during my footy career is that you need to trust that there's always a path for everyone.
Right.
It hasn't always been the smoothest journey for me. Obviously, there's been setbacks, but you just got to trust that there's always a way to get to where you want to go. At the moment, I'm currently playing for the Oakley Chargers in the Coates League. Early in the year, I played for Vic Metro in the National Championships, and that's finished now. We're heading into finals and hopefully finish the season off strong.
You know, you're talking about the setbacks. So, you know, tell us about more about your challenges.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, growing up, you know, early 2010s, I don't think racism's as direct as it once was, but every time I did get out on the footy field, I definitely did feel that I was looked at a little bit differently, and I always sort of stood out on the footy field, whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. But, I mean, I guess that's all part of the journey, and I sort of learned to enjoy that, learned to enjoy being a little bit different, and I just kind of embraced it and played from there.
Jay, also share, you know, how did you work on your skills and what challenges did you face in that area?
Yeah. So the Oakley Chargers that I'm a part of now, I was part of last year as a bottom major, and I was not selected as part of the first cut of preseason. I got cut. From there, obviously, that made me feel like my chances of ever getting drafted were fully gone. The door was completely shut. So from there, I had to develop my game. I hired a coach to work on my defensive side of the game. And again, it just comes back to that trust thing. I just kept playing and just trusted that there was a way for me. And I am where I am now. And hopefully I can keep going forward from where I am.
So who do you look up to as a role model in AFL?
Growing up, my favourite player was always Cyril Rioli. That's my footballing idol. But obviously, my role model is always going to be my father. He's always been there for me through everything.
Jay, but there are not many Indian players represented yet. What are your thoughts? How do you feel about that?
I mean, obviously, it's harder to get into the game when there's no Indian faces there. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it has to start at some point. Living in Australia, there's a lot. The Indian community is growing by the day. It's there's so many of us here, and whether it's me or someone else in the future, I just hope that Indians are more comfortable playing a sport like footy and feel that they can do whatever they want to do.
But you could be a role model for the Indian community in AFL. What message would you give to young people who might want to follow your footsteps?
Probably just believe in yourself. It sounds pretty cliche, obviously, but I mean, whatever you want to do, you can do. It doesn't really matter where you come from, the colour of your skin and all that stuff. Whatever you want to do, just believe in yourself, and as long as you've got the right support around you and the belief in yourself, you can do whatever you want to do.
So give us top five tips to fall in love with footy.
Well, you can't really give tips to fall in love with something. It sort of just happens now, doesn't it? I mean, just watch the game, enjoy the journey, whether that be sad times, hard times, or the best times of your life. Just enjoy what comes forward to you, and that'll 100% see you on the best journey and on the journey that you were supposed to be on.
As an Indian, cricket often feels more familiar than AFL. How would you explain AFL to someone who doesn't know the game?
Footy, it's a mix of rugby, it's a mix of soccer. I mean, it's impossible to explain, isn't it? It's just like it's a crazy game unlike any other. I can explain the rules if that's what you want me to do. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain. It's a bit of a mix of rugby and soccer, putting it in really simple terms. Just watch the game. I mean, it's on the TV every weekend. What better way than to watch the best players in the country go at it every weekend? Obviously, there's junior clubs everywhere. The support that you get from junior clubs is incredible.
And were you at some point told to play cricket, coming from an Indian background?
Definitely. Mum has always tried to get me into a bit of cricket, but it was never really that appealing. I like to watch it when India and Pakistan are playing, but that's about it.
जय की इस सफलता के पीछे जाहिर है उनके परिवार का महत्वपूर्ण योगदान है। जय के पिता गौरव सक्सेना बताते हैं।
Like a lot of us came as a student.
जी।
तो मैं तो अपना मास्टर्स करने आया था, but obviously with Jay's journey, I got into footy because of my brother-in-law.
जी।
वो उसका footy में बहुत शौक है। He was born here. So my wife and him, they were born here.
Achha, ji.
So they're second generation Indians, Indian Australians. So he's crazy about Hawthorn and football. So he got me into it. So that's how my journey started. But for Jay, I actually quite really fell in love with the sport in itself, and Jay sort of picked it up very quickly. And we got usko humne. I think he started Auskick also very early. He was only 4 years old. Then we put him into Auskick, and he just loved it. And that's pretty much where it all started.
कभी कोई ऐसी दुविधा में आप थे कि क्रिकेट खिलाएं कि AFL खिलाएं कि शुरू से क्लैरिटी थी कि नहीं AFL ही खेलना?
देखिए ऐसा कुछ क्लैरिटी तो मतलब इतना सोचा नहीं. It was just more कि जय जिस तरफ ग्रेविटेट किया, उसका इंटरेस्ट हमेशा से फुटी में रहा, और luckily he was also very skilled at it. और हमारा तो यू नो एट दैट एज इट वाज जस्ट अबाउट हिम बीइंग पार्ट ऑफ अ क्लब बीइंग पार्ट ऑफ अ कम्युनिटी यू नो उसके काफी फ्रेंड्स जो अभी भी उसके फ्रेंड्स हैं मेनली केम फ्रॉम देयर एंड इट वाज फॉर एट दैट टाइम इट वाज ऑल अबाउट यू नो जस्ट हिम बीइंग फिट एंड यू नो जस्ट कीपिंग फिट एंड यू नो हैविंग रियली एंजॉयिंग स्पोर्ट तो इतना कभी सोचा नहीं बट ही डिड ट्राई क्रिकेट वन ईयर लेकिन वो उस हम सबको उसी टाइम समझ आ गया था कि आई डोंट थिंक क्रिकेट्स फॉर हिम
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद गौरव हमसे बातचीत करने के लिए
थैंक यू नताशा जी
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।